This is a Federal News Network podcast.
Putting live muscle tissue on robots sounds like something straight out of a sci-fi horror movie, but the bizarre image may not be that far off. The Army Research Lab is studying ways to attach animal and insect muscle to robots to make them stronger and more flexible. Federal News Network's Scott Malcioni talks about the program with ARL research scientist Dean Culver.
We're looking at robots of today that can do very specific tasks out in the field for a limited amount of time. We're talking hours, but even the ability to create a robotic platform and send it out into the field for a couple of hours, untethered to an external energy source, and to produce all the forces and manipulate the environment the way that Army robots can today, those are really big strides. Our current work now is saying, hey, this technology that we have available to us that's giving us today's capabilities, it's going to plateau somewhere, and we're going to start experiencing diminishing returns in incremental innovations associated with, you know, how good can batteries get? How good can we make robots just with pneumatic and electromagnetic actuators? So our current work looking into biohybrid robotics and looking at biological analogies to these subsystems of robots is inspired by the idea that, hey, we need something wholly disruptive if we're going to take robotic capability to the next level.
So what you're working on is this biorobotic hybrid. Could you explain where you are with this right now?
Biohybrid robotics as a field is very young, and it comes from the idea that we can use components of biology, like muscle tissue, in a robotic design. The name is what it is. Right now, we're looking into a problem that says, hey, we have cultured muscle tissue available to us where we start with some cells and then we, in a lab, let the cells proliferate and create a piece of tissue that's large enough that we might be able to use it on some sort of really small machine. One of the problems with cultured tissue is that it's pretty weak because it's never done anything. It's very much untrained. If you can imagine somebody who's just starting lifting versus somebody who's lifted for quite some time, the person who's lifted for quite some time is going to be stronger because their muscle has been trained. So one of the problems that we're looking into right now is, hey, how can we make lab-grown tissue strong enough to immediately be useful in a robot? And we're looking into lots of tools available to us to make that happen, including new capabilities in protein design and genetic modification of these base culture cells so that we can improve the tiny little molecular components so that we can immediately take this cultured tissue and put it into a robot.
As I'm sure you're aware, this brings up a lot of images of sci-fi and cyborgs and all those sorts of fiction creations. Does this muscle go and string along like a ligament or something like that? Could you paint us a picture of what these robots might look like? And how does this also better the robotics in general?
There are a couple of ultimate applications of this and some real advantages if we can incorporate this into a system with other really beneficial attributes of biological systems. If you take muscle and you put it in a robot, ultimately you're going to attach it to linkages in the same way that it might be in an organism. So linkages, just two lengths connected by a hinge, and then one point on each of those linkages would be connected via the ends of this tissue. So when that tissue goes to contract, you articulate that hinge. And if you put actuators all over the place, much like in organisms itself, you can hinge those linkages however you need to with whatever force that you need to get the job done that you're trying to do. The real advantages this could have in robotic platforms, beyond just having the precision and strength and versatility that biological systems boast. Biological systems, I just mean organisms like the human body, is energy efficiency. Something that I like to talk about when I'm introducing this idea is that the human body consumes the same amount of power as a pretty weak laptop throughout the day, but we're capable of so much more. And right now, the robots that we want to put out into the field consume an immense amount of power, in part because of the limitations of centralized electrical energy. But if we skew more in this biohybrid angle, we start getting into the space more and more, we can take advantage of nature's energy control mechanisms that let wolves, for example, live for days and travel tens, if not hundreds of miles, really without eating or kind of refueling from the perspective that we think. So those are some of the capabilities that we want to offer via this research.
Where's this program in terms of funding? I assume that you're in a very basic research phase right now. So how are you bringing things together?
We're very young. We're really spooling up partners at the moment. We have a great theoretical basis for what we're trying to do. Some of the things that we want to work with, or rather the tools that we want to use to improve the design of muscle tissue for use in robots, those tools have been tested on lots of other proteins and molecules, and they're proven to be effective. What we really need now is some time and support to get these tools directed at the molecules relevant in muscles, because there's a lot of learning to do before we produce kind of prototypes. So we're definitely sort of pre-prototype, and to your point, this is very, very fundamental. One, we have to understand how nature works before, two, we can rebuild that in a useful way for our own designs. Now, our funding primarily comes from internal sources in the Army Research Laboratory, and we're spooling up collaborators at two universities in North Carolina and working closely with some faculty at Carnegie Mellon University to understand the biohybrid space a little bit more, leveraging her expertise to really get us off and running.
Dean Culver, a research scientist at the Army Research Lab, speaking with Federal News Network's Scott Massioni. Check out Scott's story at federalnewsnetwork.com.